Preservationists and Syracuse Area Economic Development Specialists are uniting to try to save a federal tax credit that's helped the renovation of historic buildings. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they made the push from one of the grandest rooms in a historic building that turned 90 years old this month, the Hotel Syracuse.
Late summer sunshine streamed in through floor-to-ceiling windows, reflecting off the crystal chandeliers that seemed to be everywhere in the long-shuttered Persian terrace at the Hotel Syracuse. If you didn't look closely, you wouldn't see the crumbling ceilings and the peeling wallpaper, hiding an antiquated infrastructure that's going to cost a development group $57 million to renovate. Lead developer Ed Riley says a big chunk of the job will rely on a federal program, the Historic Rehabilitation Tax Credit.
Without the influx of funds that will come in because of those tax credits, this would be a shell. It would eventually be either renovated, not keeping it in historic character, or possibly even torn down.
This is one example of how this federal credit is driving historic renovation projects across the state, and one reason the Preservation League of New York State has put the tax program on its list of historic resources that are threatened. League President Jay DiLorenzo.
Now, our goal with this listing is to rally constituent, editorial, and legislative support for this tax credit at a time when it is threatened.
The threat of elimination comes as the program's included in a proposal to rewrite the federal tax code. Congressman Dan Maffei admits tax reform is needed, but notes this program has actually returned more money to Washington than it's taken.
Throwing away the historic preservation tax credit would be like throwing away the baby with the bathwater. We need to make sure that what does work in Washington, what does work in our tax code, stays, and this is a perfect example.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.